Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews. Surprise, surprise, we're doing one on Friday. Lucky you. I am Allie Siegel. Melissa forgot her name. She'll get it.
And I'm Melissa Stetton. I wasn't recording. I am Melissa Stetton. I'm
and
here.
I'm producer
Hello.
Maria.
Let's play these voicemails, baby.
Okay, first voicemail.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Emily, and I finally have something to leave you a message about. So, I know you, like, for, like, 2 seconds talked about Gypsy Rose and her mom, Dee Dee, but I just wanted to let you know that my son, he loves medical conditions and, you know, a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? So, you know, I joined a bunch of Facebook groups so I could, like, get advice and get help. Dee Dee Blanchard was all over these groups, right? My son was born in 2011.
Shut up.
And so when all of this went down where, like, Gypsy killed her mom, like, she was, like, updating random stuff on Facebook and all of this stuff, like, I was seeing it in real time. And I'm, like, checking everything, not knowing what's going on, you know, because, like, Dee Dee was one of those moms where you're like, damn, man, like, she handles a whole bunch of stuff really well. And then, you know, I'm like, all right, like, I really admire her. Like, she's doing really well. Like, my son's really young. Like, I really hope I can be as good of a mom as Dee Dee.
Whoa.
Then all this stuff hits the Facebook, and people start posting on the Facebook, like, Gypsy's gone, Dee Dee's a murderer, da-da-da. Everybody's, like, losing their stuff. Then it all starts coming out that, like, everything was a lie, and Dee Dee was crazy, and Gypsy had, like, I mean, she did have every right to do it. She did. I mean, like, sorry. I mean, I would do that if my mom did that to me, too. But anyway,
yeah, seriously.
You know, like, and then they just kind of, like, shut it down. They're like, nobody can say anything bad about Gypsy or Dee Dee. Like, we're done with this. And I was like, how are we done with this?
I'm
this
not
is
done
like
with
this. This poster mom for, like, all of us moms. She's dead because her daughter, who she, like, faked disability for, like, murdered her.
Crazy.
And now all of a sudden, like, we can't talk about this. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. Like, excuse you, like, I need some gossip, and this is, like, gossip, like, it's tragic, and it's awful, what she did to, you know, Gypsy, but, like, come on, man, like, don't ruin this for me, like, come on, like, give me some information. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I've been drinking.
That's crazy.
Like 5 times in like the last like 2 months. We're finally.
Oh God.
Jeez. Oh, there's a part two.
Jesus, this is crazy.
That's crazy.
It's Emily again for the web crawlers. I am such a jerk for like dragging this out for 2 episodes and trying it over like 2 boys now. Not even that big of a deal. I just thought it was pretty interesting that fucking Dee Dee Blanchard give advice to parents of kids that have actual special needs and tons of illnesses. Like, she gave advice on like Facebook groups. Like,
that's crazy.
She's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And she's like, oh my God, you're so welcome. Meanwhile, she's like, this crazy bitch. Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to say bye. Have a good night. And also, Allie, I wanted to thank you because I have 3 kids. And my youngest is a toddler who's not like talking super much yet. You know, she's getting there. But she's the only one I can listen to the podcast in front of because, like, she doesn't understand what's going on. And so anytime she wants to listen to music, she goes, la, la, la.
Aww.
So that's it. Honk, honk, and boy, yo, 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 yo.
Oh.
So nice.
La, that la, is la. So sweet. La, la, la.
That's cute.
How sweet.
Damn, that's crazy that Dee Dee Blanchard was, like, so crazy that she was giving other people advice. Like, that's
I mean, she was deranged.
Oh, that's so crazy. If anyone hasn't watched that documentary yet,
it is my favorite. Mommy Dead and Dearest or something.
You gotta see it. Don't watch the show that was based off of it. Watch.
Oh my God, that was so bad. But it won like awards. It legit won awards.
It did?
Yeah, she won. What's her face won an award for it.
Oh, Patricia Arquette. Oh, okay. I'm sure she
played Dee Dee Blanchard.
Yeah.
She was horrible. She was bad. Yes, people are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. This is middle name Jordan. And I was just listening to the mailbag episode, and there's some callers calling in about the French bulldogs that Lady Gaga had stolen. And I just had this weird theory because I definitely don't think that these dogs should be bred. Obviously, if they can't give natural birth, they have all these, you know, or a lot of them have these issues. It just makes me feel really bad. I think adopt, don't shop all the way.
Adopt, don't shop.
You guys mentioned how people are like breaking windows in these pet shops and stealing these dogs. And my theory is this could be people that are anti-breeding doing this because they want people to stop purchasing these dogs. It's okay. Just a theory, but you know, it's just a little light bulb moment. Anyway, I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. I love your show. And can we do that wellness check on Jeb? Because I really, really miss hearing him. Anyway,
he's back.
Take care.
I
love you. Bye.
He's back and he's back.
His
baby.
Blood is boiling.
That's an interesting theory. Also, my shirt that I'm wearing underneath my sweatshirt. Says adopt, don't shop. In the
That's
form of
nice. Aww, how sweet.
Next message.
Hey, web crawlers, it's Rachel.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I'm super excited. I just finished all of my schoolwork for the quarter.
Ooh.
And I am gonna do my favorite self-care treat, which is get high. Have a dinner that I didn't have to make and listen nice. To the web crawlers. And you know what? Aww. I'm going to have a cocktail as well. So I'm getting crossed and listening to the web crawlers by myself with my incense burning. And it is my most favorite treat. Thank you for continuing to provide it for me. Yeah, that's all.
That's a great night. When you're done working,
yeah, sounds fun.
Smoke some weed. Order some food.
Totally.
Great night.
It's Rachel again. I'm back.
Yeah, it is.
But for a pretty good reason. So I was listening to the web crawlers episode, the most recent mailbag. A woman called and said that she was calling in response to another woman, also named Rachel, but not me, I don't think, who had called about having a recurring dream. And I have the same dream.
What?
Except instead of being in the back seat, I'm usually sitting in the driver's seat. And the car is, like, swerving off the road and the brakes don't work.
and I just have to like steer around people and like steer through intersections as I'm speeding a million miles an hour. I mean, interestingly, related to that, over the past year, I've just gone from having a lot of nightmares to having nightmares every... I don't have good dreams anymore. I just have nightmares. I just have nightmares. I have nightmares.
Oh, my God.
And that's been, like, 2 years almost. There's actually, like, an Apple Watch app that can wake you from nightmares without waking you completely and, like,
whoa,
stop it.
But
right
now,
it's only, like, it's only being given to veterans with PTSD.
Oh.
But hopefully someday there will be an app that can... an Apple Watch app that can... save us from our nightmares. Anyways, bye.
Bye.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
There was a period of time where I feel like it lasted a couple years when I would only have bad dreams.
I wonder what
and
that
I would
is.
Wake up screaming.
Scary. That's horrible. Well, you woke up screaming the other night. You
I
said.
Did. Martin like woke me up. He was like, okay. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? He's like, you
were
screaming.
You talking about Tyler Perry or something?
I can't remember what I said. I was like, Tyler Perry's doing a remake of Donnie Brasco.
Yes. And that caused you to scream.
I don't know what's going on. I wish I had that sleep talk app on.
Oh my God, yeah.
That would be so good.
I hate him.
Hi, my name is Lydia and this message is
Lydia.
To web crawlers. Sorry, I'm kind of awkward on voicemails. Anyways, I am leaving a voicemail because this thing has happened to me twice at work. Kind of strange and freaking me out a little bit.
She got fired.
So the other night, I work at a restaurant. But so at the end of the night, I have to count my cash drawer. I was counting the $5 bills and there was $145 worth of fives. On one of the $5 bills, 145 was written on it.
Ooh.
And that's really weird. But then tonight, I was counting my drawer again. I counted the 20s, and there was $340 worth of 20s.
Uh-oh.
And
oh God,
I saw that 340 was written on ooh, one of the 20s.
What?
And
what? Get out of there.
I don't know. It's just really weird because I don't understand how that could have happened both times, especially once it was a really weird coincidence, and then this time too. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this voicemail makes any sense. I don't know if you're going to understand it. Freaking me out, man, and I don't want to count the drawer again.
Oh my God.
Quit your
okay.
job.
All right. I hope you guys have a good night. Okay, bye.
That's whoa, weird.
Super weird.
Do you know the significance of 340 and 145?
Sure do. Give it a Google. Hold
I
on.
I bet you do.
Number 145 is a number of well-earned life changes, a message ooh, from your angels to put your efforts towards things in life that embrace and enhance who you truly are. The other one was 450, right?
340 and 145.
It's a symbol of reassurance. Do not be weary. Do not give up.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Okay. Next voicemail.
Hi, web crawlers. My name is Taylor. I should preface by saying that I am a brand new listener, so I don't know if maybe y'all already talked about this a lot, but I was just listening to your episode on female serial killers. In it, you asked the question, why are there less serial killers now? You know, this is something I think it's an interesting conversation, but one thing I've heard is that a lot of this just has to do with reporting trends.
Mm.
There isn't necessarily less serial killers now. It's just more of a change in what's reported on. And also, you know, with the access of internet is people know how to commit crimes better.
Mm-hmm.
So a really interesting mm-hmm. example I've heard of this, and this comes from the Murder Squad podcast, mm-hmm. the Jensen and Hull's Murder Squad podcast.
Yeah.
But I forget what city they were talking about, but they were talking about how in a city that is particularly impacted by the opioid crisis, they started noticing a series of deaths where it appeared that someone, you know, OD'd, but that they started noticing similar patterns and that it appeared that, you know, someone might be, you know, purposely making people overdose as their form of killing. And there was just, you know, a lot of similar kind of patterns left with these crime scenes that started pointing to this idea that maybe there was a serial killer. Yeah, I just think that it's interesting. It's really sad, especially, I mean, with how policing in this country works, you know, those are not the people that they really care about. So I feel like it just kind of makes sense that thing, you know, if there are serial killers and they're acting in that way, that they would be able to get away with it easier. Anyways, I don't know how to end this. I'm really bad at phone calls. Bye.
Bye.
What's your kitty doing?
She's just being funny. You're just being a funny
so
buddy.
So cute.
What could you do? What are you doing, kitty?
Aww, hi, kitty.
Kitty.
Kitty, hi, you're kitty. Famous.
Say something, kitty.
What if she said something insane? Like, yeah. QAnon is real.
No.
No, kitty.
No, kitty.
That's a bad kitty.
Going, kitty.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, yeah, this message is for Angelica Counters.
Oh, hi.
Years ago, my dad and my stepmom owned and operated a bed and breakfast, and it was an old place. And one night, my brother and I, who shared a bunk bed, I was on the top bunk, I was totally asleep, my brother started choking on something, and dad, who was also seemingly dead asleep at the time, he just spontaneously woke up and came in and saved my brother, and all was good and well, and then my dad thanked me for coming to get him. I didn't come and get you, I was asleep. He says, but I heard you, you came and got me. I was like, I definitely didn't do that. So he told the story, it sounded like you, it sounded like a young boy. Came into my room and got me.
Whoa,
you know, I didn't hear him choking. There's no way. That was all kind of weird and spooky, but we were all thankful that he was able to save my brother. And maybe about a year and a half later, I was at a Halloween party of all places, and there was a woman there. I live in a really small town, and there was a woman there. I told her this story. We were sharing kind of ghost stories, and she goes, wait, where do you live again?
Oh, no.
I told her the address, and she goes, oh, that was probably my uncle. And I said, excuse me? Said, yeah, my uncle, when he was a really, really small boy, it was a great uncle, actually, but he was a really, really small boy, there was a fire in the house, which I knew that was the case, and this young boy, he had passed away in the fire, but before he did, he ran around and he told everyone, I guess, that the fire was happening and that they needed to get out, and it was through that everyone, except him, made it out. He unfortunately passed away, but it was kind of interesting then to learn that there was a guardian angel in our home. And while I didn't encounter him myself, the encounter happened under my very nose. So, yeah, thought that was worth sharing. Kind of spooky, kind of hopeful. Love your show. What was it? La, la, la. Boy, oy, 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 oy. Whatever. All that stuff. Anyway,
Oh my God.
Whoa.
My jaw is on the floor. Also, that poor boy who passed and is like, he was never, I bet, I mean, like, he was an angel from square one. Like, I think he was just put on earth to save those people in that fire and then, you know, like, is now just helping. Oh my God.
That's crazy. Whoa. Man, that is crazy.
Maria is speechless.
I am speechless. I can't believe it. This is only a case for Angelica Counters.
Yeah.
I know. It's only a case that she can handle. You know what I imagine Angelica looking and sounding like? Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, hello.
Hello. It's Angelica.
It was a drive-by fruiting.
Hi, Love Callers Pod. This is Emily, longtime listener, first-time caller. Ooh. Love you guys in the pod. I called like 3 times and hung up, so hopefully this one works. I just wanted to call in because I listened to two of your recent mailbag episodes. And it's about people who have the same recurring dream as me, and it's so weird. I've never met anyone who has it. It's like searching for used gold bathrooms, and you just can't find it. It's recurring and horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It always takes place in like a old school or like a gym, and there's so many corridors and stairways and mazes, and you just can't find, like, there's always something wrong with the bathroom or the toilet, like no privacy, there's something missing, or it's just really disgusting. You just like can't even use it. Anyway, I just thought it was really interesting that I had recently heard two Netflix episodes where two people have the same recurring nightmare, honestly. I don't know what it means. I wish I did, and I wish it would stop. But anyways, I'm glad to have a reason to call in. Love you guys. Bye.
That is crazy. Some people have that dream of like needing to find a bathroom. Yeah, seriously.
I've never had that.
I have that in real life.
Yeah, I mean, I have it in real life.
I always have, because I am lactose intolerant, and I... But like,
so you gotta take a hot dump all
the
time.
But I would eat cheese and eat ice cream all the time as a kid, especially. Yeah. Like, just didn't even, didn't my stomach hurt all the time. So I'd always be afraid, like, when I went out somewhere, like, went to the mall or something, my stomach hurt, I'd have to, like, use the bathroom. I hated it.
Yeah. I had all I've eaten today is a huge cheese plate and a Quest bar.
It's balance.
What's a Quest bar?
It's all about balance.
You don't know what a Quest bar is?
No.
It's like these like health bars, but they're like legit like 40 grams of fiber. Like they are not, they're not fun.
Just in it out. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Hi, this is a message for our web crawlers. It's Becky from
Hello,
England.
Becky.
Hello. And Ali and Maria, of course. it's been a while since I've last one, but I absolutely just had to let you guys know that at the grand age of 29, I've experienced my first sleep paralysis, which is weird because I've heard a lot about it, obviously, because of you guys' podcast, and then, like, after that, I've looked into it a bit, and then I've talked to my friends about it, and a few of my friends have had it, but I've never experienced anything like that. I always find it quite fascinating, like the unknown, like something that you don't really understand because it's never happened. But yeah, last week it happened to me, and
wow.
I must say, I hope it never happens again because it was terrifying. So this is what I experienced. I wake up, or I think I wake up, and my room is like pitch black apart from a glow around the light in the ceiling in the middle of the room. So I'm thinking it's like the middle of the night. So I'm like, why have I woke up in the middle of the night? And then I'm thinking, why is my light glowing? And then I hear loads of noise around the room. And it sounds like as if somebody's on the floor shuffling around the room, like so moving around the room but not standing up.
I hate that. I hate that.
And I'm thinking, oh, there's somebody in the room. Oh, my God, there's someone in the room. And honest to God, it's like they're moving around the room on the floor, but they're not at all trying to be quiet. Ugh. Like, it's more like they're making as much noise as they possibly can.
I hate it.
But I'm terrified, and I'm laid there facing up, and I'm thinking, right, what do I do? Do I get up and run out, or do I scream and get up and run out, or just, like, do it all at the same time? And I'm sort of thinking what to do.
But you can't.
And I decide to scream as loud as I can, run out, and hope that my next-door neighbours hear me. somewhere there thinking, right, okay, go. And I can't move. And I'm just laid there. I'm thinking, get up, go, scream, do something. And I can't. And I just can't do anything. And this noise is, you know, going around my room. And then it comes like, it feels like it's right at the end of the bed. And I'm thinking, just get up. Why are you moving? Like, go. And I just can't do anything. And then I look at the light bulb and a hand reaches up to the light bulb.
Shut up,
and
stop.
The hand has got like a blue, like, surgical glove on. Like one of the doctors or whatever. And they start slowly unscrewing the light bulb.
No!
I can't see anything. It's completely pitch black apart from this hand unscrewing the light bulb. And I'm just like, this is it. I'm going to die. I can't. Do you know what as well?
Okay, there's a part two.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this is terrifying.
This is Becky from England for the web crawlers. You guys, they got to make the answer this year longer, because now I act around with this shame on me for the rest of the day. it's so funny but terrifying. So as I'm laid there, I'm thinking, I can't how ironic it is that I listen to all this stuff about the people and now I'm going to get killed by one. And it's like somebody turned on the light switch, so the light came on in the room, and then I'm laid there, just waiting, listening to the noise, and there's no noise, and it stops. Okay, I can't hear anything. And then I start slowly looking, so I'm like kind of shuffling my shoulders. Oh my God, that sleep paralysis. Like, I'm sure I was not asleep. It was horrible. I genuinely thought I was going to die. Just terrifying. Horrid. I feel so awful for anyone that has to go. So hopefully never again. Love you guys. Bye. La, la, la.
Wow, that's so terrifying.
That's
super scary.
Terrifying.
Was it like cutting in and out for you?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Megan again. I've called a couple of times. This message is specifically for Maria. A couple episodes ago, you posed a good question. You said, why do criminologists always listen to jazz? And I have kind of an answer. I'm not really a criminologist, but I do have a degree in criminology, and I worked at our local jail for a couple of years. I don't work in the field anymore. I would be open to it in the future, but anyway. I like to listen to jazz. Like, my favorite Pandora station is Louis Armstrong. I listen to jazz because it's happy, but also relaxing. So it's not the crazy type of happy that makes me want to, like, dance. But so I can, you know, listen to relaxing music. It also makes me smile. I like to listen to it, like, while I cook. Anyway, so I can't speak for other criminologists, but that's why I like to listen to jazz. So anyway, I have lots of stories and lots to call in about, so I will call you another time. All right, bye.
Wow.
That's so funny. I love that at one point we posed the question, why do all criminologists listen to jazz? I don't remember that.
I have no recollection, but I'm sure it was said.
Oh, I remember why. It's because I watched Bosch, and I was like, I don't like it. He's just sitting around listening to jazz.
He does listen to jazz. All right, last voicemail of the episode.
Nice.
Okay, web callers. So I had to go back and listen to the voicemail with Jud that the other caller was listening to. And I hear it. It's so not the real Jud. The H's are all wrong. We know our Jud's H's.
Wow.
We can do them like our real Jud. But the thing with the improv bit with Ellie, you never mentioned it as an improv bit. It's not an improv bit. You're actually talking to each other. We know this, but this imposter Jeb didn't do it. So I don't know about
God,
you guys.
God, Jeb's going to fly off the
I
handle.
I don't know what's happened to our Jeb, but we got to save him somehow. Love you guys.
Save him somehow.
Wow.
Here he comes. He's coming for
now
blood.
I'm stumped again.
I don't know what's going on with this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to have to hear from Jeb again. Anyways, guys, please keep calling. We have like 3,000 bajillion voicemails and we love to play them so much. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I just want to wish Melissa
a happy birthday because it's happening on tomorrow. This comes out on Friday.
Oh my God, is it my birthday? Yes. Melissa's birthday Friday. So everyone.
No, it's Saturday, but this comes out on Friday.
Saturday. Melissa's birthday Saturday. So everyone stay tuned. Stay tuned for events to come. Happy birthday, Melissa. We will sing you happy birthday privately and release it.
Privately.
Privately, or maybe not at all.
Or maybe not at all. Cool. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.